commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
I'm confident the Packers game is going to be on television this Sunday. If it's not, of course, you'll hear it here on WSAU, AM 550 and FM 99.9. It's inconceivable with the broad, deep Packers fan base that a playoff game at iconic Lambeau Field wouldn't sell out, even in extreme cold. The Packers yesterday morning said they had 5,500 tickets remaining. Yesterday afternoon, that was down to about 3,000. And with the extension on the blackout rules from the NFL, a sellout is virtually assured sometime today. The Packers still haven't pulled out all the stops yet. The team has done the easy stuff, like lifting the 4-per-person ticket limit and sending out blasts to Packers shareholders and to Twitter followers. The Packers have already opened up the Lambeau Field box office. There's still the possibility the team could buy the tickets or find a corporate sponsor to buy them and then offer them at discount on the secondary market. Even if there is a blackout, many people have ways around that. Satellite providers are notoriously bad at geographic blackouts, which means some people may still have access to a Fox affiliate somewhere that's broadcasting the game. People are also more likely to have technology fixes these days, getting streaming video from somewhere else where the game is being shown. Others will drive somewhere, like Madison or Eau Claire, which are outside the blackout zone. Still, the NFL has to deal with all of this. There are 4 playoff games this weekend, and 3 of them have weak to poor ticket sales in Cincinnati, Indianapolis, and Green Bay. Do people prefer the HD at-home experience to the stadium experience? Are prices too high? Or is it just a perfect storm for the Packers, with season ticket holders holding back while Aaron Rodgers was injured and the playoffs seemed unlikely? I am certain the NFL blackout policy will be revised if the Packers, Colts, and Bengals can't sell all of their playoff tickets.